There we are then, Madness and House of Fun. They performed a very energetic, unforgettable set at last year's Isle of Wight Festival. Josh Pebley here with the festival show until 5pm, 74 days until the gates open. It's exciting and it's my absolute pleasure to welcome Hugo White from the Maccabees. How are you, Hugo?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. Not bad. I'm actually on the Isle of Wight at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, just by coincidence.
But, that is an absolute coincidence, isn't it?
when I got told it was on the Isle of Wight, I was like, I'm going to the Isle of Wight. My dad lives up here, so we come down every now and then.
We should have got you into the studio. I had no idea. Yeah, I was just about...
I didn't know till yesterday, really, but it's a nice coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just about to actually ask you. Obviously, you've played the Isle of Wight Festival, you played the Bestival. Is the Isle of Wight a place you'd come on a personal basis? But
I guess so. Well, since we're a kid, quite a lot of me and Fitz's family, or my dad's side of the family, are from Isle of Wight anyway. So, we've got a lot of relatives over here, and kind of since we've been kids, I've been coming down. There's a link.
Do you think it's quite a nice place then?
Yeah, it's great. It's a nice escape from London at times. We love it down there.
Good. And firstly, let's talk a little bit about Maccabees. A few questions on the spot here. So how long have you been together as the Maccabees?
Oh, good. I think coming on 10 years now. No, maybe a bit less than 10 years. But, yeah, we met. I was 16 when we started. So it is at least 10 years.
And how did the whole band actually get together?
It was just sort of really. I mean, we were friends. Well, actually, I don't think we were friends. We were Felix knew Orlando's younger brother and kind of said it. This he's writing songs, and he's wanting to play guitar, and I started playing guitar, and then Rupert, bass player, is my friend, and sort of dragged him in. He'd never played a bass before. We were sort of, and then V joined and. It just kind of happened like that, and just from the start, really, we were just rehearsing. It just became a priority instantly. We weren't very good or anything, and we couldn't, we learned to play together, and so that was quite the nice thing about it. It's just we were trying to create something, and it's pretty amazing, really, that we've ended up here. And,
well, I see you're playing some massive festivals now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're getting there, yeah. So it's kind of worked out.
That's it. And you're returning to the Isle of Wight Festival this year, aren't you, as well, as we were
yes,
just saying?
Yes, we are, yeah.
About another trip across the Solent for you. And so what's it, obviously, you're on the main stage this time. What's it like to be on a line-up with the likes of Bon Jovi, Stone Roses, Killers, and obviously...
Yeah, it's great. I mean, to be on... we're in a nice position now, to be playing main stage, and you're kind of... Your name's sort of next to all these huge acts, which is pretty surreal. But it's fun, I don't really know what to say about it. Main stage, festivals are just pretty amazing things in general, you get to play to so many more people than you would, in any other situation. It's a real treat to do those things.
Well, it's a great way to get your music out there as well and build a new fan base, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, you play to a lot of people that wouldn't necessarily buy a ticket to come and see you.
Well, that's it, obviously,
stadiums, otherwise.
Yeah, well, that's it. If you're touring, then it's fans that actually know your music and want to see you that are coming, isn't it? But at festivals, it's like people are like, oh, we'll go over to the main stage and check them out. And
yeah, exactly. And you get sort of an opportunity to prove yourself to some people, it's always a good, and the atmosphere is always great at those things, so...
Now, what can we expect from your set this year? New stuff, or are you doing a bit of a mix of hits and stuff from all the albums?
Hopefully. It'll be a mix. We've got three records now, so it's quite a chore trying to figure out the right set list. This year, really, we stopped touring in January or February, and we've been writing new records, and that's what really the focus of this year is, just trying to not do too many shows, and there's a few things that we're doing, obviously, but generally just trying to write a new record, and that's sort of gradually coming together, and hopefully there'll be some stuff that we feel is ready to play, and hopefully by the time we get to Isle of Wight we should have something.
No, but that'd be good, cause obviously.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. The other album, I think, when was your last album? Was it last year, wasn't it?
It was, a year and a half.
A year and a bit, wasn't it? I'm sure. I think it was January last year I got a copy of it, yeah.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, so it was. God, that doesn't seem like that long ago, actually.
No, it doesn't. It's been on my iPod for ages. It just shows how long it's been on there for now. And also, I'm just scrolling through Twitter. Jacob Evans says he wants you to play Precious Time, as apparently you didn't play it at the O2. Can we make that happen?
We didn't play it at O2. Yeah, we can. I think the O2 was... it would have been a support, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
O2 Arena?
I'm not sure. It just says O2. So.
O2, yeah. There's a lot of venues called O2 these days. yeah, we'll play it, yeah. Definitely.
Good. That's something we can look forward to. And are you doing any other festivals this summer? Obviously, you said you're cutting back on the shows. You're doing the Isle of Wight. Are you doing any others?
Not too much. I mean, we're doing Latitude Festival. And we're doing... God, I can't really remember. But there's like... And then we're doing... You know, there's a load of European things. And maybe there's like 10 or 12 shows, which is like the bare minimal we can sort of do. We're just trying to do it as little amount, you know, trying to be really cheesy about what we do just so that we can buy ourselves some time to not have to think about gigs and be able to think about making a record.
So Isle of Wight's quite a selective one then, so we can feel quite special.
Yeah. Isle of Wight's a great festival, you know, so, and to be offered to be so high up the bill is, you can't really turn that down, you know.
Well, I see it's like it's Block Party above you and the Killers, and that's it, isn't it? It's,
yeah,
it's a good bill.
It's brilliant. I think last time we played Isle of Wight, we were on the stage down from that.
I think you're in a big top. I'm pretty sure I remember seeing a bit of that.
Yeah, I just remember it being really windy at last. So it was like maybe was it last year?
I can't remember. I know it was don't think it was like a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe. God, I can't remember. But yeah, that's going to be fun. And there's like, so I was looking at the lineup the other day, and I Am Clute are playing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in it, yeah.
And they got pretty like high up the bill on the second stage, which is pretty amazing. So I'd love to sub. Yeah, hopefully we'll stick around to see them.
Yeah. That's it. So do you find it frustrating when you sort of have to, have you ever had like been in the situation where you've gone to do a show and you just sort of have to shoot straight off again?
Yeah, we're in that situation pretty much every night. but it's frustrating. And especially at festivals, because a lot of them are like you do two or three in a weekend. So you always end up having to, but then you kind of find that over doing the whole circuit of it, you kind of cross tracks with all the bands that are doing festivals that year, and at some point you see them somewhere in Europe or, you know, wherever it sort of ends up being. You can usually figure it out.
Yeah,
it is frustrating when you want to see a band and they're on a different day than you and you got to go.
Oh, that would just get me so frustrated, I'm not joking.
But I mean, we see a lot of music and a lot of bands over the years, so it's not the end of the world.
And then now this is going to sound like a biased question, but I can tell you it is not. What would you say is the favourite festival you've performed at?
Favourite? I mean, well, Reading's probably the closest to home for Reading Festival, so that's always like a kind of highlight. But, God, I don't know. I say Isle of Wight.
Right, there we are. That's Isle of Wight.
Festival's good. I like Festival as well. You know, that's
a lot of bands are saying that. They're doing really well. They've got Elton John there this year, haven't they? So.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see a festival like that growing, because I remember the first time we did it, it was quite a small deal, and then I think we came back a couple of years ago or something, and just kind of you see the whole thing's like 10 times the size of what it was, and it's quite nice to just see something growing into such a big deal.
Well, that's it. I was looking back at my photos, and I think it was like 2007. There was this little stage, and obviously it's at a country park, so you've got like
yeah.
and everything. And now it's just like it's spread right out of the fields, and it's like hardly any of it in the actual country park itself.
So that's pretty amazing to see. I'm trying to think of other festivals. You get a lot of good ones in out in Europe. Just the sort of difference from the English festivals where you go to festivals that are on concrete and it's like, you know, however, like ridiculously hot and a totally different thing to an English festival.
Yeah, I've heard about this. This is something I need to do at some point, go to an abroad festival, because they just sound so good.
Well, it's quite interesting as well sometimes, because you get, you know, in certain places, bands that are like really big in England are like smaller in wherever it is, you know, in like somewhere in Spain or whatever. So you can kind of see the band that would be headlining something in England actually just playing like quite low down the bill in some other place, and it's quite nice to sort of see the different situations, you know, where you actually get to you can go and stand at the front rather than have to, you know, be squeezed in about a mile back.
That'd be really good, actually. And is there any how do you warm up for these big shows, would you say? Sort of, is there any is it just go out there, play, and that's it? Or is it, do you have to, like, warm up for them a little bit?
No, not really warm. I mean, well, we rehearse, you know. So I think the thing is, you have it kind of, there's not really any warm up. Do we warm up? I don't know, not really. I think, like, an hour or two before the show, you just start getting in the zone. I mean, we listen to music, you know. We just kind of shut the door of a dressing room and listen to music and try and get into a sort of heightened mood, so there's some excitement, you know. But yeah, that's it really. We don't do anything
there. Is no actual method.
There is no, you know, it's, and it kind of becomes play, you know, when you play so much, it's like the set becomes like a muscle memory thing, you know. So a lot of the time you don't, well, that's what you hope it to be. You don't really have to think about it, just comes naturally, you know. So you don't, hopefully don't have to worry about the playing too much, and you can just kind of enjoy it and make it good.
That's it. Do you have fun out there on these big stages? It's not like a job, is it? I imagine it's just sort of, well, we go out there, we have fun.
Well, it doesn't feel like a job, no. That's a pretty amazing thing about it all. But, no, it's just so enjoyable, yeah.
I think someone said it's sort of like a dream to me last year. It's just like you just go out there, it's just like a dream. You get paid to do what you love to do.
Yeah, it's totally that. And it's just, and it's, you know, it's really rewarding, especially playing to big crowds like that. It's, it's kind of overwhelming if it's good.
Yeah, and obviously we were just talking about like some of the achievements a while ago and how far you've got and everything. And what would you say has been the proudest moment as a band, like as the Maccabees so far?
It's tough. It's really tough to just pick a moment, you know, because it all, there's so many moments, one after another, and it's and there's kind of thousands of them. But I think the last record is something that we're really proud of, and just the whole kind of the way it's sort of unfolded over the year. I feel pretty proud of that, and that. Because it couldn't have gone better really for us, and that record was quite a struggle to get right and to get it to a place where we were happy with it, and you know, it was a long process, and the fact that, you know, when you release something like that and it's well received and people kind of get it, and you were thinking, you know, maybe this just isn't going to work, and it works, and that's, you know, that's a kind of special thing.
Also, but, the thing I love about your albums and stuff, sorry to interrupt, it's like they haven't gone downhill. Some bands, they'll sort of like, they'll just try. I'm not going to mention any names here because I don't want to get in trouble, but they sort of, do you know what I mean? They want to keep gigging and they want to keep bringing out new tracks and stuff, but it's just going downhill. They've just put everything into it all. And
it does happen. It happens a lot. I don't really know the answer to that. I think you just got to be, I think we feel like we're constantly learning more and becoming more accomplished musicians and having a better idea of what we want and kind of not losing any excitement for stuff and not thinking that we've made anything that's like the greatest thing, you know, it's constantly thinking you can do something different and better. And so there's a huge amount of excitement for us in making this record now, you know, because we've been touring for a year and constantly kind of talking about things and writing little bits of music and feeling like can't wait to get back and get on with another one.
So it's just sort of putting all the ideas together now, is it?
Yeah. I mean, and still writing this. It's kind of, it's a slow process of us. It doesn't really just, the songs don't just fall into place. It takes a while. But we're definitely making tracks into getting there.
Brilliant. And what would you, right, this one's quite a difficult one. What would you say is a favourite Maccabees song you've played?
That we've ever played?
That you've ever produced?
I'm really, really pleased with this thing we did with Roots Maneuver, which is called Empty Vessels. It was like a version of No Kind Words and with Roots Maneuver on it. And I think, I don't know why it's, yeah, I think his vocal's great, and it's kind of nice to hear those two worlds collide. And I don't know if it's just cool. That's probably the easiest thing to listen to. Do you know what I mean? The thing I feel most like excited about putting on. I mean, I don't know if it's the best thing. Maybe it's not. Well, it's not even ours. He made it the best thing, but you know. I don't know.
That's it. I wasn't sure, you see. Because I was stuck, because I needed... I didn't want to, like, pick something, because I thought there isn't actually a current single to play the interview out of. So I sort of asked, and a lot of people said Toothpaste Kisses.
That was a long time ago.
That's it.
People still like... We started playing that again towards the end of last year, live, and, people like that song. I mean, we didn't play it for quite a long time, we sort of didn't play it throughout the whole touring of the second record, and it's kind of nostalgic, I guess, playing it, and it's kind of lighthearted, so it's nice, every now and then.
Yeah, well, make sure it's in the set list at Isle of Wight.
It is
actually one of my favourite songs at the moment, so...
All right, really?
It is. When I found out I might be doing the interview, I just started playing the Maccabees over and over, and it just sort of, that's it, it's just been the new album. Most recent album has just been my favourite, and obviously you've got Love You Better, and it's good stuff.
Oh, nice one, thank you, man.
You're welcome, and obviously thank you very much for agreeing to join us this afternoon. It's been a real pleasure.
No worries, thank you for having me.
And do you want to do a quick plug maybe for the festival?
Cool.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Hugo from the Maccabees. This is the festival show, and we're looking forward to seeing you at Isle of Wight Festival.
It's absolutely brilliant, and we're going to play Toothpaste Kisses now, and thank you very much again.
Cool, thank you.
No worries, take care.
Cheers, man. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cradle me, I'll cradle you. I'll win your heart with a whoop-a-whoop. Pulling shapes just for your eyes. So with toothpaste kisses and lines, I'll be yours and you'll be. Lay with me, I'll lay with you. We'll do the things that lovers do. Put the stars in our eyes. And with heart-shaped bruises and late-night kisses divine. You doing things the lovers do. What else to do?
Maccabees and Toothpaste Kisses there. It was an absolute pleasure to have Hugo joining us on the show. So,